This study says hands-only CPR is superior to mouth-to-mouth breathing with CPR, except in the case of children. Can you tell us more?
Right. This backs up earlier studies that looked at doing CPR, just pressing on someone's chest about 100 times a minute, versus doing chest compressions and alternating with mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. And this study, as with others, it showed that you had about double the rate of people being able to survive, and that is being discharged from hospital after a heart attack or cardiac arrest. In this case, it was about 13% of those who got just chest compressions versus about 7% that only had chest compressions and mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. And interestingly, doing chest compressions and mouth-to-mouth resuscitation was almost as, I wouldn't say almost as bad, but almost equivalent to doing nothing at all. And the reasons they're thinking that is that when you take the time to do the mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, you're stopping blood flow. And when you stop blood flow, it takes a while when you start the chest compressions again to get that blood moving again. And as a result, the tissues don't get oxygen. And also the thought is that when you're doing just chest compressions alone, you're also compressing the lungs and you are causing some air to move in and out of the lungs as well. So this study that was published in the Journal of American Medical Association backs up that and is also just one of those papers that is going, it's just sort of preceding the recommendations that are likely to come out to say if you do just chest compressions, but 100 a minute, it will be just as good or even better. In this case, this study showed better than doing the mouth-to-mouth component. So that's what they're trying to say.
But, yes. When children are found unresponsive, they're saying you need both the chest compressions and the mouth-to-mouth breathing.
That is absolutely correct, because most of the time when children are found unresponsive, it is because of a respiratory problem and not cardiac arrest. So you have an adult that has collapsed, and you find that there's no pulse or that their heart rate is erratic, you need to find, if you can, a defibrillator and hook them up and follow the directions on the defibrillators. There's lots of them around town, in especially a lot of public areas, and use that. For a child, it's chest compressions, mouth-to-mouth resuscitation until the emergency services arrives, because for children, it usually isn't the cardiac arrest that has caused this to happen.
It's a respiratory
blockage.
Okay, thank you.